Janakin about the Churban, there's an akuda here that I would like to bring up. It says towards the end more, Eyalosi Lazrosi Tarti Chazois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're my Koyach and Gvura, I looked for you to help. Ayumasi B'chol Shonei Meres Hi Ashona Azois. Klal Yisrael says Ayumakinit Golos is every year says that this is the year the Gula is going to come. Ayada lekoil kimudasois. I will teach everyone. I will inform everyone that it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought these tayves. Im loyki yad Hashem yishayisha zois, because it's Yad Hashem that all of this happened. So I want to focus a little bit on this. Bechol shana imasi chol shana imeres hiashana zois. Klal Yisrael every year says the Gula is coming. This is the last year. This is the minig Yisrael, not to put the kinnis into Sheamus, not to keep them. Those cheaper kinnis, they would put them in Gneza. But Klal Yisrael says every year the Gula is coming now. How is that possible? A person is built to understand that if something doesn't happen once and twice and a third time and a fourth time, then it's not going to happen. And the more and more the years go by, what's the perspective that keeps in a person the sense that things are going to be good? What's it based on? So, I think there's, let's understand, there are two situations. I have a situation where I'm expecting something unusual. I'm expecting something to come up, and it hasn't come up. And the Derech HaSeichel is that the more it happens, the more it happens, the chances that it's not going to happen, so a person is looking for X, Y, or Z, if it's not happening one year and a second and third year, it tremendously weakens his belief that it's going to happen. Let's say a person is struck by unnatural bad luck. Something happens highly unusual, 1 in a million chance. And then a second time, highly unusual. Then, because his sense of the normal and the regular is one thing, it can't be another time it'll go wrong. It'll make the chances 1 in a billion, 1 in a trillion. It can't be. It depends how a yid looks at the bad that happens. If a person looks at the bad that happens as being the natural, derech ha'olam, and the Yeshua and the Geula as something unusual, unnatural, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to intervene, then it's something that is going to, it doesn't make sense that a person should keep believing it. But if a person says, Bonim atem Hashem alekeichem, we're b'ni Yisrael's b'ni b'chayri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was paid us l'netzach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us l'am, we're suffering now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating problems, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating issues, then adarabah, then another year has gone by with tzaras, so probably that's taking care of it. It really depends on how you look at it. I was told over many times, my father's Chaim Vracha was in Kovno Ghetto, and Motel Pargumansky, we spoke about him a few years ago, would say one of the refrains he used in his shmuzin frequently was, I don't see Nazi soldiers, I see psukim of Tanakh marching through the ghetto. If a person dehares the ra that comes to Klal Yisrael as Yad Hashem, then adarabah, then okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gives punishes with a gvul, with din, and He's meimis aschem bedin and mechayas aschem bedin. Vaser lachsem bedin. So the end of this phrase over here, he says, you must see b'chol shana emeres yashana azois. The reason why every year a yid sense that the geulah's kriva remains and strengthens, ayada lekol kumudasois, I will proclaim it to everyone. Im loyki arashem asazois, because I understand that all the tsar and the tsaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So it's for the person who starts with where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything that happens bad is a rifyon emunah and weakens his emunah and weakens his tikva. For a person that lives with Yad Hashem Osazais, this is not the way it should be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided to discipline us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided to do something. Then it's a whole different perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. And the Ramchal says the one difference between Tov and Ra is they're zelu maseh, they're equal. But Ra has a kitzvah. Ra is bound, it's only there for tachlis, and when it finishes its tachlis, it's going to be it will exterminate. So each year that goes by with more and more tzaris strengthens a person's hope that Ayulose Meres Hashana Hazois, that this year is the Hi Hashana Hazois. Adat chuk shamayim ales shamayim poy yoy machivi pamayim esenem yeti mitoroshimayim.